We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is like this, Bishlama, which really means Pshita. Like Pshita, that's Pashit, we had it in our Mishnah already, Kohen Gadol Nazir is a Machlokes, who goes first when it comes to a Meis Mitzvah. Hai Sava Kohen Gadol Adif, one man the Omar, which is the Rabbanon, they hold Kohen Gadol Adif, why? Because it's Kedusha, Kedusha Zaylam. He holds Nazir is better. Why? Because it brings a carbon on his tumah. What about a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha or Meruba B'Gadim? Who is first? Who is more Kaddish? Who should be Tamah to the Meis Mitzvah? Now, what is the Meshuach? Very good question. How's it have both? We're going to talk about that in a second. Excellent question. Now, you have a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, Meruba B'Gadim is that really a Kohen Gadol needs to have be smeared with Shemen HaMishcha, Shem Parash Kisisa, you have to be smeared with Shemen HaMishcha. In order, the Parash of Shemen HaMishcha is in Parash Kisisa, and in Parash Tzav is in Voyer. The Kohen Gadol has to be smeared with Shemen HaMishcha. But after Yeshio, it was Nignas, and there was no Shemen HaMishcha anymore. And they couldn't make it again because the Pasuk says, Zayilil Darisechem, that only the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made is the real Shemen HaMishcha. After that, you couldn't produce it anymore. So how did they make someone a Kohen Gadol after that? They put on his Shmoyne Begadim, and the Kuvi had to Avoida, did Avoida, and then we made him into a Kohen Gadol. That was the way, it's called Meruba Begadim. So you have, you're walking down the street, a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, Meruba Begadim, who goes first? So the Gemara says, one of the things that I posit, Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, Adif, Dilu Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, maybe Par Balka Mitzvahs. A Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha brings a Par Kohen HaMashiach. If he makes a mistake in his Hayrah, he passes something and does a Havera with that, he brings a special carbon called a Parkoy Mashiach. Our Gir says Parabah Kalmitzvah, look at Taisa says Parkoy Mashiach. Ve'ilu Meruba Begadim, Eini Mevi does not bring a Parkoy Mashiach. Therefore, you see a Meshuach, B'Shem HaMishcha, is on a higher level than a Meruba Begadim. Before I go to Moshe Kasha, I just want to see one more Gemara. So what I was saying, that Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha is better than Meruba B'Gadim. Why? Because he brings this power about Kol HaMitzvahs. And like we said, Tosfos learns it means the power, Koyim Mashiach, that's what it means. Now, the next Gemara says, what if you have Meshuach Sha'avar, a Meshuach who is already demoted, and a Meruba B'Gadim, which one goes first? Meruba B'Gadim Adam. That means even though he's a Meshuach, the other one, who is a big high level, but the Meruba B'Gadim is the one who's practicing right now, Meruba B'Gadim Adif, the Meruba B'Gadim Avar Avayda, he's doing Avayda, but Meshuach Sha'avar is not doing Avayda anymore. You could have cleared the same Shiloh, what about Meruba B'Gadim that's Avar, Meruba B'Gadim that's not Avar, but then it's Pashut that Meruba B'Gadim is better. But here, even Meshuach Sha'avar and Meruba B'Gadim, the Meruba B'Gadim is more Chashu, because whoever's doing Avayda is more Chashu. So those are the two Gemaras. So Tosfos and the Rosh both asked the Kasha, how is it possible to have a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha walking down the street? So Tosfos is like this, that maybe the case was, they had a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, and then he lost his job, and then the Meruba B'Gadim, then there was Nignas, it was hidden, and now the Meruba B'Gadim became the new Kohen Gadol, and that's the case. So for Tosfos, that can't be the case, because then you have a case where the Meshuach Sha'avar is not doing Avoida. So it has to be a case he's doing Avoida, and you have a Meruba B'Gadim. How in the world is that possible? How is it possible? But a skan is not a Kohen Gadol. A skan is a skan. A skan is a Kohen Gadol. So what's going on?
Yeah. So we have. Then he goes back.
And then he goes back. Yeah. Then he can't do avoid this. What's going on? What's exactly the case? So the case like this. So like Moshe said, that you have, we'll speak out what the case was with the kashan. Now, Teretz is a case like this. You have a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha, and then he becomes Tomei. And he became Meshuach Shem Mishcha, you know, 1 year. 5 years later, he became Tomei, and they had on Yom Kippur. They had to bring a new Kohen in, and that Kohen was just a Meruba B'Gadim, because that time was Nignas. But so then we have a case of Meshuach and a Meruba B'Gadim. The problem is that the Meruba B'Gadim then is already not doing Avodah afterwards, because the guy became Tar. He came back to his job. Zok Tosfos, that the case is like this. That there was a Kohen Gadol who was a Meshuach B'Shem and a Mishcha. And what happened was, he went into Galus. And they pointed to someone else after him who is Meruba B'Gadim because there's no Shem and Mishcha anymore. Because Nigna's already. And he was Shemesh Kamashonim. Kamashonim. The halacha is, when the Rishon comes back, usually when the Rishon comes back, You demote the other, you know, the second one. You demote him, and he can't do any. He can't do a Kohen Gadol. That's halacha. But since it was so many years, he already was a Kohen Gadol. In this case, you won't demote him, and they both will be Kohanim Gedolim together at that time. That's Tosfos Eitzah he gives, that they both be Kohen Gadol together, and they will, that case will be Kohen Gadol together. That's one teretz. Now, Tosfos a little later on says another teretz. So that's one teretz, how it's possible to have a Merubah V'Gadim and a Meshuach Shah Mishcha, they're both doing Avodah right now. Tosfos' second teretz is, it's in Hagah later on, it's like buried somewhere. Tosfos' second Behalach is, that was on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Meshuach, he's still practicing technically, he got his Valkyrie right now, but he's still practicing Kohen Gadol, and Merubah V'Gadim is practicing today. I can ask me, you can't bury a mace on Yom Kippur, what's the case? So he says, the halacha is that on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, if a mace is sitting in the sun, it's covered up breeze, you let him move it. So here, it's a shalom muksa. So here, you have to move the mace. Come tome, that was the question. The mace mitzvah, had to move the mace mitzvah. That was your question. So you have two mahalachim. Either the guy went to Golis, the Kohen Gadol went to Golis, or the case was that you have here on Yom Kippur.
Short case.
Yeah, both very short cases. But the Kohen Shalom.
If you have a Kohen Gadol, there's got to be other Kohanim.
There was no one around. There was no one around. It was like, everyone was fasting. They were sick in bed. Everyone was very hungry. Now, what's the case of, so now, back to the next case. Then we have a case of Meshuach Shavar. So I'm not saying you have in this case. What's the case now? Meshuach Shavar and Merubah V'Gadim. What's the case? Why is he Shavar? So what's the case of Meshuach Shavar and Merubah V'Gadim? What is that case? Like, why is he not being practicing a Kohen Gadol? Like, the guy's here. He's a Meshuach. Let's make him Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos has a few questions until he comes at the cases like this. They have a Kohen Gadol, Meshuach, and he became Tameh. They made another Kohen Gadol, Meshuach, at that point, for Yom Kippur. And then, after Yom Kippur, the Balkari one, the first one, came back. And now, the second guy is Meshuach Shavah. And then, the original guy was back at Kohen Gadol for a lot of years, until it was Nignas. And then the Meshuach HaRishon went into Galus. He went into Galus with Yichon, he went into Galus. And they were mana someone else tachtov. Why couldn't they mana the Meshuach Sha'avar after him? Because then that's a problem of Eva. Since he's still alive, you don't want to point the other Meshuach Sha'avar instead of him, because he's still alive. So you don't want to point him as the permanent Kohen Gadol now, because they're still alive. Therefore they brought him Merubah V'Gadim. So now you have Merubah V'Gadim was practicing and Meshuach Shavah was not practicing. Who's first? What's the halacha?
In the case, why can't
the Meshuach
be a Balmum?
Well, Meshuach Shavah means he's a permanent Balmum. You could have said that case, it's not a bad case. That's a good case. Yeah, he's a permanent Balmum. That was the case. And they pointed him out. Because that's really next Gemara, really. That's why. So that's the case that he gives. Now, next Gemara is a similar case to what Mordechai said. What's the halacha if you have an Ovah Machbas Keriyah v'Echav Ovah Machbas Mumah? You have one Kohen Gadol who's not practicing right now because he's about Keri. The other one is not practicing because he has a Mum. The halacha is Ovah Machbas Keriyah Odif. The Kohen Gadol is not practicing because the Keri is better. The Ilu Hai Chaz Avayda Macha. He could be Chaz Avayda Macha after he goes to Mikvah. Ilu Ovah Machbas Mumah, Loi Chaz Avayda. The one who's Machbas Mumah is not Chaz Avayda at all. The one who is Ovah Machbas Keriyah is Odif, yeah, he should not do it. Yeah, he's Odif. He's high level of Kedusha, he does not do it because he's Michaya Chaz Avodah tomorrow, and the other one is not Chaz Avodah tomorrow. So now the Gemara declares a Shai like this. All those things are Pashut. Now I'm going to declare a Shai like this. Eboyelu, Meshuach Mecham V'Sagan, Heimenai Odif. Now both Meshuach Mecham and Sagan are both not practicing Kohanim Gedolim. Meshuach Mecham is someone who's in charge of the Mecham. He actually wears Shemayna Begadim, and he's Meshuach Mechama is the charge of the Mechama. He's in charge of the Mechama. It says in Mr. Yuma, Begadim Shekhan Begadim Meshamesh, Meshuach Mechama Meshamesh. He wears the Shemayna Begadim. The Skan Gadar only wears kind headed clothing. But the Skan is next in line to do Avoida. Mashenke, Meshuach Mechama is not. So who's first? Meshuach Mecham is going to be now Adif. Who should be Matame? Meshuach Mecham Adif, why the Chaz of Mecham is wearing Mecham, and like Rashi explains, not like Tosfos explains, he's the whole Klai Yisrael is totally in him. He's the general. He's Meshuach Mecham. It's not really a general. He's the in charge of the Mechamas. So the Gans Tosfos needs him. Masha'inkein, That's the mile of him. He's next in line. Huh? It means he's next in line for the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol comes to me. Who comes to Kohen Gadol? The Skan. So he's next in line. Meshuvah Chama is not next in line. Actually, the Tosfos we'll see in a second. Tosfos speaks out that Meshuvah Chama has a lot of miles over Skan, actually. He has all the halachas. He has to marry Dafka Basula. And he can't return to any mason, even to his kravim. There's a certain halachas there. Akaponim, he says like pareiav, like pirim. Those all halachas of avelus. There's no einin. Okay, but akaponim, who's bigger, Meshuvah Chama or Sagan? Tashema, tell him to the bride, say, "Imei Meshuvah Chama Sagan." There's no difference between Meshuvah Chama and Sagan, which means the kula. Elos shmayim halachim adarach matzvah es mitzvah yit Meshuvah Chama. The only thing that's more cool about Meshuvah Chama over Sagan is that Meshuvah Chama will be metame. Vayitame es Sagan. So what are we saying? Who does it? Lemaisa Meshuvah Chama becomes tami, not Sagan. Sagan is a higher level of kedusha. Right, the Gemara about Tanya, Meshuvah Chama kaidem Sagan. When it comes to anything, Meshuvah Chama is before the Sagan. Meshuvah Chama is a higher level than Sagan. So why are you saying this Meshuvah Chama should come tame? He's a higher level than Sagan. When it comes, if you have to feed one of them, you know who goes first? Meshuvah Chama. Why? My time, Tolabe Rabim. The whole Klai Yisrael is telling him. Ulin Tumma, but Ulin Tumma Sagan is Adif. Why? The Tanya of Yochanan continues to say, "Meralom Tiknu Sagan LaKain Gadol Shemira by Psul Arei Nichas Sham Taklav." He is next in line. Therefore, he is a higher level of kedusha because he's next in line in Avoda. Ma'aseinkein LeGabi LaChayosoi the Shul Chama is higher level. Why? Because he is the one that Klan Klai Yisrael is Tolian. So that's what coming out. Avada Tuma. It's better if the Meshul Chama does it because he's not Avoda based. But when it comes to everything else, he's more important than a Sagan. Let's see one more Haschal of next Gemara quickly. The whole question is, those machlekes between Kohen Gadol and Nazir is who goes first. Bar itbiinun. The vada they have a din of that they become tamei to a meis mitzvah. So Tosfos points out, what do you think the Ad Kan? It's a first Mishnah says that. So he's arrived from here. It's not the first Mishnah. I'm talking about Meis Mitzvah, making a diyek. If the Homa Chalikah says who should do it, it's Mashma. There is a din of Meis Mitzvah. And now the Gemara is saying, Menahat Amili, Gemara is bring a raya from Psukim. Mech Shema. Next year we will start from Menahat Amili. What's the makar that a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir can matamata Meis Mitzvah?